It's no accident that sounds like you're leveling up in a video game. 48% of 18 to 29-year-olds have an online dating profile.
Make them work for it.
45% of people say they're more frustrated with this form of dating than hopeful.
There are so many people you can connect with.
Should I swipe right?
Swipe wrong!
Swipe wrong!
Setting the record straight on dating apps. Everyday people telling everyday stories of the swipe right world with your host, Chaos.
Well, I know he had a good time.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and of course, good night. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing outstanding? Good to see your beautiful faces. We're here. We're off. Welcome to the Swipe Wrong podcast. I am your host. I am that guy. I am Chaos. Welcome to the number one podcast amongst people who think things stored in the cloud are safe. Just saying out loud. I hope that's not, oh my goodness. Well, I hope there's a lot of people listening, but not a lot of people who think that. We are off and rolling still every week, throwing something together for you guys and seeing what we can do to put smiles on faces and hoping that, you guys kind of realize that this online dating thing is not as crazy as people think. And it's not, if you're the only one attracting the crazy or you feel like you are, that's just not the case. Please like, follow, subscribe, share, tell a friend, phone a friend, send it to friends, send it to enemies, send it to anybody that you think will not have you blocked. How's that? You can find us anywhere, any major podcast stream. We're on anywhere you can get a hands on. We have all the videos up on YouTube, lots and lots and lots of shorts posted on the YouTube channel, just clips from all the shows that we've done videos from, some insightful, some funny, but the full play is on the YouTube channel, which where it really seems like it gets most of the traction. Producer of the show is Jay Pelham. He is brilliant, and also don't forget to check out the Musician's Playbook, which you can pick up on Amazon, which it's an easy, solid, awesome read. And this week, so get to know some awesome people. And I'm sure I say that. I may say it too often, but it's true. I mean, there's some awesome people. There's only been maybe one person that I've had on that I can think of. After the episode was done and we rolled it together, found out a little more, I'm like, oh my God, this dude would be crazy. Everyone has been awesome, and this girl is exactly that. She has her own podcast that you guys will be able to we'll talk a little bit about that in the episode. She's got an amazing story. Some really cool stuff that we go back and forth with. It's fun banter too. So hopefully you guys enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So without further ado, sit back, relax, put your feet up, grab your popcorn, get it buttered, throw some whatever. I say caramel because that's what I like. You could like other things and put whatever you want on there. Whatever, it just enjoy the show. If you're in traffic, please don't hit that person next to you, and enjoy Rising with Phoenix.
Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions or any entities they represent. This podcast is about dating experiences. It is not to say one dating app is better or worse than another.
So you met your ex-husband on the apps 10 years ago? Is that what you said?
No, I was on the apps right before we got together. It was right kind of when I think things first started coming out. And it was really interesting. And I think what it kind of took me aback at the time was I feel like I was a little bit more conservative.
Okay.
I mean, I was 10 years younger. Sure. And
you still have like teenage optimism and like the world is like spectacular to like, oh my God. And then, oh fuck. Now it's like, I've been married and all this shit.
I just, didn't have a lot of experience yet. Let's put it that way. And so the like the boldness of which like the messages I would receive really threw me off. And I was looking, you know, and I said kind of like looking to like friendships to start because I was living in Hawaii and it was kind of hard to meet people just in general, just to make friendships and whatever. And so I remember one guy was like, oh, like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm folding laundry. And he was like, I'll come over and fold your panties. And I was like, I'm good. Thanks though. And then
come on, wait, another quick. Guy. Tell me in your head, you're not like, motherfucker, if you can fold a fitted sheet, we're on. We are on if you can fold my panties. Come on. There's no way. Show me a fitted sheet. Let me challenge you and then maybe.
I don't know if this is like a good time to admit that like I actually do fold my underwear and it's really easy, but like, and I can fold a fitted sheet.
You but yeah, can, that one. Stop it. I just roll that shit up. I can't.
It's so easy.
It is like, I feel like I'm solving for X.
No, you just got to tuck the corners in. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Watch one video. I'll send you a video on
okay.
it.
Okay. I don't even tuck in my shirt, much less the corners. Okay. Remember, I know it wasn't on the recorded part, but I'm the guy that's probably looking homeless walking down the street. So tuck anything in. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I feel like tucking stuff in is a whole different podcast.
Yeah, right? Right? It's like anxiety started when I had to tuck shit in.
I just felt like the other way that's like used and referenced.
Oh, all right, fair. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is probably another like thing that people encounter on the dating apps. I have not, but.
That one went.
I have.
Got me
I have
later.
I have some guy friends that have encountered that. So.
No. God. I can't imagine. Like surprises around Christmas are great. Surprises around that are just not.
Well, it got to the point that he told me that he actually had to, like, that had to be a question that he had to, like, ask people, like, from the beginning was, are you, like, a woman?
Okay.
Woman.
What because parts do you
he
have?
He had it happen so many times.
Wow. Really?
That he just had to, like, lead with that.
Where is your friend at? Like, what city?
He's in Southern Michigan.
Is he really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of that. That's interesting. I haven't heard anybody mention that they've had to, I don't know, scout before they go down to that area to ask that question. That poor guy. That's just got to be a heck of a surprise. I mean, you're vibing and all that, and you're getting there all of a sudden, like, whoa, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty, you know, probably a pretty important part to kind of just like me getting asked if I was married. You know, I was like, no, but I feel like that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. Yeah. So I have a feeling this is going to happen a lot. You're going to say something. I'm going to go in 15 different directions. We went from dude folding up your panties to you sending me a video of a fitted sheet. So my apologies, although I do need this video. Whether or not I execute entirely different things. So he sent you that. And then I rudely interrupted. So please go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I deleted him. Another guy I remember like would lie to me about where he was, which I found really interesting because A, it tells you where, you know, proximity, where they are. Cause I asked him, we'd been chatting for a little bit. So finally I was like, hey, you want to go grab a drink this weekend? And he was like, oh, I'm going to, I was living on Oahu at the time. He's like, I'm going to Maui for the weekend. And I, you know, got on later that week and looked at his profile or whatever. And it's like, he was like 7 miles away. Wow. And I'm like, Maui's a lot further than 7 miles. And so I just, you know, I was just kind of like, oh, hey, how's Maui? Oh, and he's like, wow. Oh my God, it was so great. I went surfing. And so like, I ended up just like, cutting him off too. Cause I'm like, why lie? Like, just say I'm not interested or it's not going to work or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I feel like that's still something that I find 10 years later that I still find is so interesting is these guys who just want to keep having these really minuscule conversations on the app, but not actually meet up. Like every time you're like, hey, can we go for a drink or whatever? There's a reason, there's a no, there's a, something came up, and then they just kind of like keep chatting with you here and there.
That's weird.
It's not like total breadcrumbing, but it's not breadcrumbing.
Yeah. That's weird. So, I've heard that a little bit more. Like, it's almost like they're like pen pals. Like, all right, I want to talk. Yeah. I want to vibe. But boy, meet face to face. Then it's like, that's a total, I don't know. It's almost like you're pulling teeth to get a face to face meeting, which I mean, in itself is just odd to me. Cause if you're vibing and you're enjoying each other's company, why not hang out and just see what can happen? Now, even if they're married, I'm not saying they should, but you don't know, like the other person doesn't know that yet. So like, you might as well, like if they're going to, so why stop? Unless somewhere in there, God forbid, they have a conscience and just decide not to.
Well, I feel like for me too, like Tinder, you know, Tinder kind of has more of a purpose or it's construed to have more of a purpose, the you know, path, like there's an end game in mind with Tinder.
Right.
And so for me, that's what I find really confusing is I'm like, why did you get on this then? Like, if you're not actually going to like show up,
right?
What's the point?
Right. Totally. Totally.
So yeah.
Makes everything like, else a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, you know, when they add you on Snapchat.
But that's your favorite, right? Isn't that like, God. Oh, see, there it is. Like, oh, it's all just coming in as a rush, right?
That was when I wrote down some things because I was like, not, I don't know why I thought we weren't going to have anything to talk about, but I just wanted to like put all my dating shit onto like a note card apparently. And Snapchat is like at the top. Like I do not understand this on so many levels that these grown ass men, that's like the second thing they ask you, you on Snapchat, you on Snap. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm sorry. I'm not going to send you naked Snapchats of myself.
Right.
Because it's not foolproof. You can save chats now. Yeah. Like, I don't need that shit out there in the world.
Right.
Also, the thing that I found with kind of the same thing is, you know, I had these few guys on my Snapchat. I would Snapchat them. They would open it. They wouldn't respond.
Wow. Really?
Or they would watch my stories, but not text me back.
Interesting.
And then I had one guy that it was literally like how he wanted to stay connected with me when we stopped dating. And I deleted him. And like a month later, he was like, he texted me and he's like, I just tried to Snapchat you, but you deleted me. And I was like, we're not seeing each other anymore.
Right.
Like, if you want to talk to me, like you can call me. And then he didn't respond. And I'm like, I don't.
I mean, you didn't block him from your phone. Like you didn't do that. So it's not like you totally exited him from your life. And like, I understand from the kids on the streets that if you leave somebody, I know, right? Because I'm on the streets with the kids. That just sounds like I need to go to jail.
Dressed
like a homeless man. Yeah. What am I walking around saying? I got candy? That's awful. That's awful. I'm bad, right. Bad me.
Back on
bad,
track. Snapchat. Bad.
Yeah. Sorry. Snapchat. If you leave somebody unread, like that's like the biggest diss that you can do. I don't even know if they say diss anymore. I got to talk to the kids on the street again. So,
as millennials do.
Yeah. Cause like if you leave them unread in like, so you're sending messages and you said people were leaving you unread. Like that's the biggest, this as opposed to just deleting somebody.
Yeah. And I use Snapchat for mostly one thing. And that's to send funny pictures or videos of my daughter to like my very close friends.
That's cool.
I don't really send snaps of me to people unless I'm like, guess what my kid did today?
Sure.
And that's about it, you know? And so it's like, but it's like this go-to for dudes, like this first thing you on Snap. And I'm like, for what purpose? And then they would respond more on Snapchat than if I was like to say, like text them.
Really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I must and be I'm missing like, out.
This is the same concept.
Yeah.
So
feel safer, I guess. Now,
yeah.
Are you getting any
I guess, more provocative picks, I guess is the best way to say it, or anything. Oh, let me shut up and listen now.
I only had one guy do it, which was interesting because he was actually down in Detroit. I don't know why. Like, and that's another reason, like, I get really annoyed with Tinder after a while is it starts sending me people like really far away. And I'm like, this isn't helpful. And we matched, I think it was like a Friday night or something. I didn't have my kid. I was like home alone. And he was a very attractive man. And he was like, yeah, do you have Snap? And I was like, all right, like whatever. And then, I mean, I will say they were at least very tastefully done. They were That's not cool. like dead mouse. Like there was a little like finesse to them and some like, you know, filters in the background and stuff. But yeah, I got one of him getting out of the shower and like slapping it on like this counter.
I'm sorry. Can you please let me know what this whole dead mouse thing is that you speak of?
Have you not said this on any of your other podcasts yet?
I don't know if I have or not, but in case somebody hasn't listened, I think they should know maybe from somebody besides myself, the dead mouse philosophy.
So the dead mouse philosophy is that when a dude sends you a dick pic, it's the equivalent as your cat bringing you a dead mouse. Like they're really proud of it, but you're not going to touch it.
I love that was a meme too. Love it. Love it. So tastefully done was him slapping it on the sink, the counter, the whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right. It was very impressive. It was very impressive. You know, okay. But at the same time, like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, no. Okay. Another guy did send me one. I just remember that. Yeah.
Well, the one you were like, hey, that's pretty cool. Were you like, hey, maybe did it make you at all more interested to go see him or more eager to go see him, I guess?
I mean, if he didn't live 4 hours away.
Yeah, sure. I got
you. You know, and so that was kind of my thing. I'm like, cool. Like now I'm feeling some feelings and I can't do anything about it. So thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's the flower charged. Okay. I mean, really?
So yeah, I ended up like deleting him and then he like tried to add me back and I was like, no, we're good. Like, thanks for sending me pics though.
So 4 hours away though, like, where'd you match up with him at?
Like where I am. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like Tinder started sending me people like 200 miles away.
That far away. Okay. I know Facebook dating does that. I didn't know Tinder still
did that.
What
am I supposed to do with this? Yeah. So yeah, another guy sent me, now that I remember. Yeah. He sent me some too, but yeah, it's just, and maybe it's just like not with the, I haven't had it with the right person or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't. Like, I guess like phone sex, is that what us old people call it?
You know, that's fair. That's fair. You know? I guess like, I haven't thought about the way. But, you know, phone sex used to be with somebody that you knew, kind of liked a little bit, talking to. So, but I guess that would be the equivalent. I mean, sure, everybody has their own way of shooting their shot. But I'm seriously, like, you probably talked to more. Yeah, right. I'm glad they didn't take a picture of that.
Oh, no, I got a video of that one. Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Was it 35 seconds? At least then you could gauge. I mean, like, okay, well, it wasn't a 10-minute video, so I know what I'm walking myself into.
I think it was at least like whatever the longest timeout on Snapchat is. I think it's like 2 minutes.
Okay. All right.
So well, it was at least that long.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I mean, that just seems like you're, yeah. Yeah.
Like, and maybe that's like that conservative part of me or like that little like prudish part of me that's like still in there. I'm like, why are we just out here like sharing this like all willy nilly with people? Like,
yeah, I just don't see.
I never actually met him in person.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you know?
And I'm like, I could be screen recording this.
Do you know anybody who said like, I got one and then I had to go have sex with that person?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't.
I mean, there's only one person I know that said that she likes.
Unless you're in like a committed relationship.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. then there's a lot of give and take. There's not, I don't know, like it's almost like an assassin's bullet coming at you when it happens that way. I mean, when you don't know. So,
that's the thing too, is like, you know, there's no like pretext, you know, it's right. Like, I'm like literally sitting on the couch, like with my kid. And I'm just like,
Taking an anatomy class. It's anatomy. I'm trying to, there's a male model in a net.
So she caught it one day because I got like a message from somebody. I think it was in the kitchen and she was over here in the living room and I was just like, she's like, mommy, what's wrong? And I was like, I just got a surprise. And she was like, can I see? And I'm like, no, you can't.
Not until you're 18. Not until you're 18.
Yeah. Like, so that's my thing too. Like if you're like, at least like send me like a forewarning, you know, or like I'll send like Snapchats to some of my friends. I'll be like, hey, that have smaller children. And I'll be like, the first video, I'll be like, a lot of swearing is about to happen. So like, if your little ears are around, maybe listen later.
That's fair.
You know, like I try to send like a disclaimer.
Yeah. No, I guess I am full of a lot of swearing. So I think anybody who sees my name is like, there's a possibility that this might happen with this guy. They just, I am my own disclaimer.
My friend told me that her daughter's almost 9, had her phone. They were like driving home from somewhere. She's like, oh, Phoenix just texted, and hers actually pop up previews. Like mine don't. Mine just say like who it is.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was literally driving going, please don't be inappropriate. Please don't be inappropriate. And I was just like asking her like where we're meeting for coffee or something the next day. Cause like, you know, in case guys also don't know this, you and me have talked about this before, but like girls, we talk about everything. So like, unless you guys don't want something known about yourselves, like don't show your girl. Cause we are going to go, we're going to talk about your dick. We're going to say how big it is. We're going to describe it in detail. We're going to say everything you did. If there was any weird things, if there was any like, and that's just what we do.
You sent me that comedian. That was funny. I'm telling you to watch that. That was good. That was a good bit.
I love that skit. It's so good. Just the Dr. Seuss full of book full of dicks and, you know.
Full of dicks. That shit made me laugh. It's funny. I mean, like, I think that's what, everyone kind of thinks the guys are going to be the ones talking about it because, I don't know, in high school, I guess they all did and never grew out of that phase, or at least most of them, I guess. But they don't think about how often women talk about not just, you know, the sex, the dating, the all of that. But that's like, I don't know, that's just how it should be. You've got your crew. You're supposed to. Like, that's the ones that tell you, like, you know, if you should watch out for something, or, hey, that sounds like that was pretty good. Let me try too.
I wish like, and I hope that maybe like this will come out in an app in the future, but I really wish that there could be like a rating system.
Or overall,
like, I think it was like of the people, like you could like swipe on them, whatever. I think one of the guests you had in Europe said that they had one that like you had to go like on a date with them.
Yeah.
And so kind of like something like that. Like if you guys met up, you could be like, okay, you know, 4 stars, 3 stars, you know, 1 star to the guy who shows up drunk, stoned, and tripping on mushrooms.
Sure.
You know, because that's why I think too is like, which I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's going to like different things for sure. But I feel like there's some baseline qualities. Like there was a guy that I dated that I found out after the fact is like a total player, but he projects himself as this really nice guy. And so there's actually a Facebook group in town called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Yeah, it's out here too. It's everywhere actually now.
And I'm like, just kind of like something like that, you know, being like, oh, actually, like he's going to woo you and then he's going to sleep with you and he's never going to talk to you again. So even though he says he wants a relationship and he wants kids and blah, 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 he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that Are We Dating the Same Guy is, it's interesting. I used to like be a big advocate. I think, you know, I thought it was a great way people, I mean, it still is, don't get me wrong. It's still a great way for men or women, because they have it for both, to go on and see, you know, and check and see, hey, does anybody know this person? What's going on with this person? Until I had a friend who ended up on one of there. And it was somebody who just was bummed out. Things didn't work out, I think is the best way to put it. And then it kind of turned into something that was weaponized. And I was like, oh, I didn't see this side of it coming. So the rating system like could be somewhat the same. Like if there is a way to say, all right, we're going out on Friday, then the app or whatever, it seems like it has to give 48 hours for you to make the rating happen. Because if it says you can do it at any time, a breakup could happen and somebody could be jaded. And then that person is, mm-hmm. is a zero star, no tips for this person, and don't let him put the tip in and all that stuff, you know, just because something didn't work out the way they hoped it would work out too. That'd be the only thing I'd be worried about.
Yeah, but I feel like our phones track so much of us that I feel like if you could say like, oh, we're meeting at this bar and it, you ping both your locations there, then, I mean, it sounds like a lot more complicated now that we're getting into it,
but you're right, it's like, not.
Yeah. And I have a good friend right now that we're both single and there's not a huge pool where we are. And it's a really sad pool. And
poor girl, there's a lot of kissing of fish.
Fish. Oh my God. I almost texted you yesterday with like, there was another one that had like 5+ fish pictures. I have seen so many fish in the last, okay, I've been back on the apps for 3 days.
Okay. Jesus.
And the amount of fish I have seen. I can't believe there's any left in the lakes. Like,
oh my gosh.
But we'll do the same thing. Like she'll be like, oh, I started talking to this guy. Have you talked to this guy? And we have very different tastes. So they haven't like mixed yet, but you know, we can at least be like, and like one guy that I was talking to for a while, like she went to high school with and she was like, hey, just, you know, I don't know. Like he might have grown up, but like last time I saw him kind of, you know, but yeah, it's fucking fish pictures.
Oh, all the time. Look, I think your answer was the best. Like when we were talking about what's the women's equivalent of the fish picture and you said duck face and I was like, I don't know of a better answer. I think that's perfect.
Yeah. Or like pouty or filters, lots of filters maybe. And I saw like on the responses on YouTube, I don't think people understood the question because they were saying like other things that guys do.
Yeah. Yeah. Holding up wine or something like that. Holding up a cheap bottle.
Holding up a wallet or.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have like other ones like, I don't know, like flipping the camera off or like there's dudes that literally just post a bunch of group pictures. And so like, you honestly don't know. And so this is, maybe this is just like a nice tip to give to somebody. Okay. Let me finish that thought. But anyway, so you don't know who it is. You're like, you could be this guy or you could be this guy.
Yep.
Also, and I don't mean to sound really, this is going to sound so shallow, but I'm going to say it anyway, is if you know that your friend is perceived to be better looking than you, and this probably goes for women too, don't post that picture.
Right. Right. That's a fair tip.
Especially as your first picture.
Yeah.
Because there's been so many that I'm like, ooh, damn.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, play to your skills.
Right. For sure.
Play to your strong suits.
For sure. Well, it's an oversell. It's like anything. If you like, you're seeing a different expectation and like overpromising under delivery. That's what that ends up being. 100%. It's funny you say that about the group pictures. I was talking about that. I think it popped in the last episode where we were talking about like, there's sometimes where it's all group picture, like in every picture and you're like, who the fuck is the right person? Who is the person I was that I'm even swiping on?
Or like there's, like my friend sent me one last year because all he had was like portraits, like face.
Okay.
And then there was like a boat picture and there was like three guys like full bodied, but I don't remember if like their backs were, if there was something that she was like, which one is he?
Yeah.
And
right.
I looked through all the pictures and I was like, oh, there's a tattoo. And then I like mashed up the tattoo, like with the guy or something like that. So like kind of like the same thing, like, you know, we're not trying to play Where's Waldo.
Too much work. Too much work.
My eyes are getting old. Like I've just squint a lot more. Like I'm not.
Oh, you're good. I wouldn't have guessed it on my end. So look pretty damn good. So you're all right. Have you been on a date recently from the apps?
No, I took a 90-day sabbatical. I was dating two guys around the new year and they both ended the same week in kind of frustrating ways. And I was just kind of like, I'm exhausted. Like, I also had COVID. So that was probably part of the exhaustion. One guy gave it to me and then I gave it to the other one. So it was just the gift that kept giving.
Sharon's caring. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Sharon's caring. And, which I can say now without fear of like somebody like super judging me and like, you know, 4 years ago.
Yeah, fair.
And so I went out with one more guy after that. And then I did my 90 days. And the date was really, he was really cool. We had really great conversations. He just lived like an hour and a half away. And I could tell he was still going through a lot of shit with his last relationship. And so it was just kind of one of those things. Like, it was great. Our conversation was great. We hugged each other bye. Said like, yeah, I'd love to see you again sometime. And then like neither of us ever reached out again. No problem. So, but yeah, no, not since I've only been back on it for like 3 or 4 days. So yeah, nothing has popped yet.
Well, and the fish picks. I mean, I have 3 or 4 days and the fish picks.
I think honestly, like out of, you know, realistically, probably out of like 300 profiles, I maybe swiped right on like 7.
When you log in, roughly, I know it changes all the time, but how many likes are you sifting through? Does it tell you?
Well, I don't pay anymore. So
Okay.
I think on Tinder, I'll just look, I have over 100 likes, and that was within like the first day. So I can only, normally I only do it when it's like, they'll do it for like $2 for the day.
Okay.
And I'll like do it for that day, but most of them aren't close.
That's crazy. I'd not.
Like they're hundreds of miles away. And I'm like, this is dumb.
I haven't messed with
Tinder. I even have it set time. Like, you the know, 25. Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, it's not great. Well, cause it's like the other, you know, so there's 7 out of 300 and then there's probably another 7 that I've already either talked to or I've gone out with or.
Sure. So you're recycling them already.
Yeah. I'm like, nope.
Yeah. God. So, I mean, I guess since you're kind of like just figuring out like how many, like when you're logging in, I mean, is it really kind of like the same old guys that you've seen before? Or does it seem like there are some new people that don't have fish pictures?
I think there was a few newer people this time.
Good.
And I try not, like I used to be really judgy about it. And then I kind of had that moment of like, well, you're still on the apps. Because I would, you know, I would get off and on and off and on. And so it was like, there are still some guys from when I first got on in October of 2022.
Sure.
And, you know, but I'm like, well, I'm still on it and there's nothing wrong with me. No. So no, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be judgy about it. Like, and there's some guys that I was actually kind of surprised to not see on there anymore. I was like, oh, I wonder if they just got off or if they got in a relationship, off the apps, that is. And
either or.
I'm one of those people that like, I find any excuse for that's what she said joke. So
fair.
Yeah. It's, fair. It's really, I don't know. It's really interesting. I feel like I have Tinder and Hinge and I just got on Hinge last night and I do feel like Hinge is a little bit better and there's not as many people on it. Cause I feel like people go there with more of like a relationship in mind, which might not necessarily be the best place for me to be, yeah, it's really, I don't know. It's interesting, but yeah, there's a lot more. Oh God, there's just so many fucking fish pictures and like unruly beards. And I just like, and I know, like I said this to you, but like, I was actually thinking last night, I'm like, you know what? Maybe instead of just talking about it, maybe I should just go ahead and either become a men's dating app photographer / consultant.
Sure.
Because I'm just like, you know, and there's some guys that like, yeah, they're just generally not my type and, you know, just overall. But I'm also like, honey, you seem like a really nice guy. Let's like showcase that.
Right.
Like, let's find a way for like what you're saying. And I guess kind of like be like Hitch. That's kind of what it like makes me think of.
Loved that movie.
You know, it's like, let's highlight this. Let's make you feel confident. So maybe you have a little bit more success.
Well, I mean, you can implement that into your, like your coach, right? So like you can throw that into your repertoire, right? And talk to people about it. And maybe that opens up different types of conversation. No.
Women's empowerment, men's empowerment.
I mean, it's overall empowerment. If one is more as empowered as the other, then maybe they'll get along a little bit better too.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about healthy people to healthy people,
you know, maybe there's better conversations, and you know, all this stuff slows down a little bit, and people aren't, I don't know, fucking each other up and then helping each other a little bit more.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Novel concept, right? Novel concept. What, which, speaking of which, you might as well, you know, your coach, tell everybody where they can find you in your show and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So I also have my own podcast, which we've also done an episode together on, called Rising with Phoenix Grace. That's where I'm pretty much most active on. It's the same on Instagram. I kept it all nice and streamlined, Rising with Phoenix Grace. I just launched my first workbook, which I'm really excited about. It's a self-care workbook. I will say, ladies, it's probably a little bit more geared towards you. It's very pink. but I don't want to exclude any Kens out there that might really love pink. So yeah, that's just kind of where I want to go. I have more workbooks planning to come out the end of this month. And then, yeah, just the podcast is kind of my baby. Like that's, you know, conversations like this, conversations about really anything that just help us relate more to one another. So we can, like you said, like, so we can stop fucking each other up.
Yeah.
And like start helping each other.
That's a big thing. So how you like, you know, the podcast, how long have you been doing it now?
Almost a year.
No shit. Really?
Yeah. Yep, about to hit 40 episodes.
Nice.
So and I took like a 6 month sabbatical last year when this really fucked up thing happened in my life, and I just couldn't. Right. So I've only been back at it. Really, I mean, so really seriously, I've only really been doing it for about 4 months.
Okay. And you have 40 episodes in 4 months. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I think I went into the new year at like 16.
Okay. And then how long have you been a coach?
For 4 years.
Okay. So how you been enjoying it? I mean, how's it going for you? Changed you?
I love coaching. And I think the biggest thing I love about coaching is I find that it is such a great way of holding myself accountable.
Oh, cool.
Because to me, you can't preach to somebody to set stronger boundaries in their lives or to start prioritizing themselves if you're not doing it. And I feel like that's a big reason as to why like I ended my marriage. Because I realized that I was not living by the things that I was telling people to do. Right. And to me, there's nothing more fulfilling than holding space for somebody and watching them grow and watching them put these like really tiny actions into their lives that end up like changing everything for them.
Sure.
So I love coaching. Like it's, awesome. It's what I know that I want to do. Like it's my purpose and like having conversations and like, that's why I wanted to do the podcast too. It's just like a compliment to it, to reach more people. And
yeah. Total. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Like the podcast stuff, like you end up having conversations like this and it doesn't even feel like it's work. It just feels, I mean, it's not, I mean, don't, let's not get me wrong. It just feels like it's, you know, finding other great people and seeing what you can do to help out.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we talked, I'd done a podcast a couple of days before that. That was really great. So between like that one and yours, like I was on like a high, like the whole week.
That's awesome.
And if like something tried to like get into my head or like bring me down, I was just like, no, like, remember this, connection you had, remember this conversation you had, like, this is what your purpose is. And this is what you're for. So like finding that I feel like is just so important. And people don't, I like pursue the things that light them up enough.
Good. Good. Because it's a good thing. I mean, when you can put that into actionable items like you're doing, I don't know. It's pretty cool. And it's like, you know, when you're on your side of the microphone or my side of it, it does like it's, I don't know, it's as rewarding as it could possibly be. That's for sure. So let me ask you, how do you feel about like, would you rather like meet somebody and organically like, I don't know, date in the wild, or is this online dating thing okay by you?
I think I would rather meet somebody in the wild. I met one guy last year that way and he got like way too clingy, way too fast, but it was really nice. Like we were at like a barbecue. We were the only two single people. It was like a kid's party, but like we ended up like really hitting it off and having a lot in common and could joke. And I feel like there's just that like in-person thing that you can get right off the bat where like you have to build it a little bit more with a dating app.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I feel like accepting that the dating apps is kind of where it will probably happen, just because, you know, I'm a single mom. Like, my time to like go out into the world can sometimes be really limited.
Yeah, totally.
And then I'm with my daughter, and that's not necessarily when I want to try to meet somebody.
Yeah.
So I feel like for that reason, because we can, you know, do this from the comfort of our own home, then that's probably what it'll end up being.
It's like a video game. You can just sit on your couch and decide, like, hey, do I want to talk to this guy or not talk to this guy? Okay, cool. Hang on, I want to talk to him. There's this great TV show I'm watching right now. Hold on, I'm stopped. Okay, I'll go back to him. Let me see if I can get a new high score and match on 25 guys today instead of 20. You know, just something. It can be a mind fuck for yourself too.
Like the Mario Brothers music is playing in my head right now.
So next time you start swiping, that'll definitely be in your head. And like, fucking Chris, God damn it. Isn't he homeless yet? Jesus.
Between that and Transformers.
Yeah. Yes, the Transformers. That was that totally came out on your episode. That was so much fun to do too. Do you have any bad dates? Like, since the whole time you've been on, is there a bad date that you've been on?
Like two come to mind. So my very first date after I'd separated from my ex-husband, he did not let me talk.
Wow.
He asked me, he was like really late. I mean, he told me he was going to be late, but like he was really late and I was on like a time constraint because I had to go pick my daughter up from school. He asked me if my ex and I were still hooking up, even though we were separated. And I went to answer him and then he just took over the conversation.
Wow.
And he also wanted like a custody schedule with me. He was like, okay, so this is what I'm looking for. I want to see you like 2 to 3 times a week. And then I want like 1 weekend getaway a month. And I'm like,
wow,
that's all my free time. So no. And then I told him I was going on a trip for like the next week. And he's like, I don't get to see you for like a week. And I was like, no. And then he texts me on that trip and was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm on my trip. Like, so that one wasn't like terrible. I think the worst one was the guy that showed up. He was super cute. Like, he seemed really normal on his profile. And then he shows up and he was a little heightened. And I was like, okay. And he's like, oh, like, he's like, I've had a couple drinks. And I'm like, cool. Like, take the edge off, you know, whatever. And then he was like, the place was packed that we went to. And there was like a line. And he just wanted to like go sit down at a clean table. And I've worked in restaurants almost my whole life. So I was like, no, that's not what you do. And then, he was just like really like antsy and whatever. And then we sat down and we started talking. And then it came out that he was also like smoked a joint. Okay. Yeah. Again, like you do you, whatever. And then he started making fun of me. And he was like at one point he goes, which like, you'll have to watch this on YouTube to see this and it won't come out just over on Spotify. But he was like, that's what you did today.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there and I looked so hot. Like it was around the holidays. I'd gone to a Christmas party. I had this cute little dress on. I had these tall boots on, hair, makeup, like the full nine yards. And I was just like, I got dressed up for this.
Wow.
And then it came out that he also did mushrooms before. Because he was like, so yeah, if I'm a little like, it's because I also did some mushrooms. And I was just get me the fuck out of here. So I had a fake emergency phone call come through. And
that's the one you mentioned about before.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, girl.
That was probably like, I mean, there was just some that were just kind of like, I feel like those two were probably like, you know, I definitely that second when I drove home being like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. God, that's crazy. Like, I can get like, all right, a couple drinks, you know, smoke out.
Take the edge off.
Ain't nobody's mad at you for that. But then it sounds like it just unfolded. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's mushrooms. And hey, you know what? I feel like drinking a gallon of gasoline just for fun, just to see what that would do for me. Just kind of unfolded. Damn. Yeah. Well, at least you found out that one early. That sounds like you might have escaped.
Oh, I know this counts as a date, but the other one, which was that was another thing I'd wrote down on my card, was nicknames that I give guys.
Oh, please. And if I'm missing anything on the card, please tell me to shut up and I will do that.
So I wrote down Cokehead, which I'll tell you the story about. Chicago, Maybe Mike, Hot Bartender, Mr. Wonderful, Crunchy, which I will not tell that story because it is absolutely fucking disgusting. Then Todd, who was, that was not his name at all. I just always called him Todd.
That's like the George Carlin, you know, guys like Todd.
Yeah. Like I was just like, I kept saying my friends, like, you mean this person? And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, that is his name, isn't it? So Cokehead was one of those guys that, you know, would, yeah, I really want to meet you. Will this work? No, I have to work. Or I just broke my leg, or I can't even remember what else. And so finally, and then he was like leaving town for work. He was like going to be gone for the winter working in Colorado. And so I finally was like, hey, I want to hang out with you. Ball's in your court. I'm done asking. And he wrote me back and he was like, I'm leaving tomorrow. He's like, my timeline got bumped up. I'm so sorry. I'm leaving tomorrow. And I was like really bummed because he was so hot and he was tall and scruffy. Anyway, like I was really sad. So it was later that day and he FaceTimes me and I was like, well, this is kind of like odd. And I'm sitting outside because I just put my daughter to sleep and it was like a nice night. So I'm sitting out on my porch and so I answer and he was like, why did you call me? I was like, I didn't call you. You called me. And he was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, okay. And then we kind of started talking and then he was like,
oh no.
And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And I just, it was a 16 minute call and I just stayed on it because it was like a train wreck happening. So my daughter came out, she needed something. So she came out, she opened the door and I was like, okay, like, yeah, go get a drink of water, go back to bed, you know, whatever. He's like, you have a kid? It's on my profile. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, fuck that. I hate kids. I don't fucking want kids. I don't want to know your fucking kid. And I was like, I'm not asking you to know my kid. Like, and then he was talking about how he's going to go work in Telluride, but he'll probably end up dying because he'll probably drive off one of the really bad roads, but he's okay with dying.
Oh my God.
And it just like, just kept going. I'm just like sitting there on the phone, just like, And then he just like hung up on me.
What the hell? Damn.
He's still on the apps.
There's a shock. If there, you know what? If there is therapy swipe right apps, he's probably on those too.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, BetterHelp needs like to put the therapists as profiles so people can swipe right on those too. That's what that's the evolution of BetterHelp.
It was really, but I think like that's been like something that I've learned though, is like these times that I got excited about somebody or wanted to meet somebody and it like didn't work out because they breadcrumbed, or one guy I talked to for like a couple, maybe Mike, I talked to for a couple of months and then we had a date planned and he got really wasted the night before and then he was like too hungover and I was like, yeah, no, we're done. Like, I'm good. Is that every time like I got upset, now like I can look back on it and be like, you were being protected.
Yeah.
Like, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, was like, no.
Yeah. Because that you were, you know, I mean, if you were into that one dude, I mean, looks, I mean, that's, you know, pretty much the major thing right now, as it should be.
And texting was funny. Conversation was, you know.
Yeah. You'd got too involved and, you know, hooked up a few times and maybe got a little emotionally involved, but sometimes that'll happen too. Then you'd been like, oh, how do I get out of this now? And then what would that have looked like if he flipped the crazy switch on you?
Yeah. Like, I was just uncomfortable on FaceTime with him, let alone like in person with him. So I feel like that's a really good like reminder too, is like to not take it personal, but also like just be like, okay, like rejection is protection.
Yeah. That's
a good, or like redirection. Like, so
life happens for us, not to us, you know, can be right around there. So
yeah.
Take me through some of these other guy names on your list.
So Chicago is from Chicago.
Sure.
But I was talking to like six guys at the time. So like I had to like, there had to be nicknames. So I could talk to the girls about it, you know? Sure. Maybe Mike, that's just how it popped up in my phone. So it just stuck.
Oh, hot, sure.
Yeah. Hot bartender. It was the hot bartender.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mr. Wonderful. So I also wrote a book about going through my divorce.
Nice.
And so obviously I changed everybody's names in the book for, you know, anonymity. And we actually met on Tinder, and it was after our first date. And we were in the hotel, and I don't know why we turned the TV on, and it was Shark Tank. And we started talking about like what his name was going to be in the book.
Gotcha.
And so, because apparently Mr. Wonderful was an aphrodisiac. So he became Mr. Wonderful. Crunchy, I can't tell. I will tell you when we stop recording, but okay. I will not all subject
right. All right.
Like, other people to this story because it is absolutely disgusting. And then Todd, I'm probably forgetting some of my other good ones, but I just found this message from my best friend from last summer. And it was literally like, wait, which guy was that one? And I was like, this text sums up our whole summer.
Look, it's a battle.
What guy are you talking about again?
To find the ones that you have a good time with and enjoy, and they're not clinical. I mean, it's a battle.
Yeah. I think, I'm trying to remember, like there was 6-4. Like I got less creative as time went by because it's just exhausting. I'm trying to remember some of them from Hawaii. There was Hot Firefighter, but I don't remember. Oh, Big Tuna.
Okay.
Big Tuna was another guy because he was holding a big tuna. He is actually one of my like really good friends to this day, fish, which is picture. Funny. Yeah. Fish picture, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a different kind. I didn't even think least, about that.
Yeah, yeah. At least it's salt water and not fresh water.
Yes, give me back to that salt water.
Yes. Sand in the toes, girl. Sand in the toes.
Yeah. So I'll have to look through my notes and send you some of the other ones because I know there's better ones than that, but that's all I can think of cool. today. I love
those.
On the fly.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. And then Todd, that was not Todd at all.
Todd. Yeah. Guy's name Todd was a George Carlin bit. And that's exactly what I think of him. I don't know if that's where it came from. If not, I'm sending you that bit and we'll call it even.
No, I have no idea. I don't.
No? Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah. His name was a different 4-letter name, but I just always called him Todd.
Not Dick. Okay. Girl, you're as much fun to talk to every time. So I just love that you took the time. I really appreciate it. It's so
absolutely
great.
I love talking about. I mean, as much like, you know, if nothing else, the dating apps make for really fun stories.
They do,
and really they fun do. Conversations. So I'm always happy to talk about it. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Give me a couple more months. We can do another one.
Look, we'll finish out where you're at now, and we'll start up the new place that you're in, and we can do a compare and contrast.
There right? we go. Freshwater to salt water.
Oh my gosh, the tans are totally different. I fucking love
too.
It.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you're gonna be. Yeah, you're gonna be like, okay, all right, it can't get here soon enough.
It will.
So. Yeah, it'll end there before you know it. Thank you for being along for the ride on the Swipe Wrong podcast. The show is produced by Jay Pelham. You want to reach out to us, we want to hear your story. 317-426-6616. Make sure to text, leave a voicemail, we'll get back to you. Shoot us an email at swipewrongpod@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, Insta, Twitter, YouTube. We are definitely out there. I am the host of the show. My name is Chaos. And please make sure to take a listen to us next week because the saga, it continues.